This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome, and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Talent is the lifeblood of any economy, and inspiring and energizing young minds to think bolder, dream bigger, take action, just essential to building the next era of leaders. And it's critical that young innovators from finance to food science and marketing to computer science see the opportunities that exist right here in ag bioscience, the only sector of the global economy that touches every human being on the planet. That's why our team at Agrinovis employs students on the campuses of Indiana colleges and universities to serve as ambassadors. And we're joined by two of them today, Purdue University student Julia Hamblin and DePaul University student Bree Mahoney Sutherland. Julia, Bree, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so good to be with you both. The role you are serving and sharing the Ag Bioscience story on campus, just absolutely critically important. Before we get into your work, we have to learn about you. Julia, a three-peat, the Veteran Field Atlas Ambassador. That's what we call the ambassadors on college campuses. Julia has been with us now for three semesters in a row. Tell us more, Julia. Tell us more about your story and what you're studying at Purdue.
Yeah, so I'm Julia Hamblin, and I'm a sophomore at Purdue University. I'm majoring in agricultural education with a minor in wood products manufacturing technology. I love education. I grew up with an education family. My mom's a teacher. My brother's a teacher. My stepdad's a vice principal. So I just kind of knew I was going to end up in the classroom just like them. I just didn't really know what kind of teacher I wanted to be for a while. That was until I joined FFA my sophomore year. My chapter was newly chartered, so kind of started from the ground up. Didn't know what I was doing, but we figured it out together, and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with agriculture, with FFA, premier leadership, and that's when I knew that this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So it led me to Purdue, and so I just look forward to continuing the family tradition, being a teacher just like everyone else, and most of all, being able to share the story of agriculture and growing the next leaders in the industry.
It's incredible, Julia, the work that you've done over the last two semesters, moving into your third semester, extraordinary. And Bree, like we were talking about before we got started, the bar has been set high. Julia has said it. Now, you're the first Field Atlas ambassador we've ever had on campus at DePaul. Give us some background. What took you to DePaul? And I think you're studying biology, if memory serves correct. So tell us what took you to biology.
So science has always been my thing. I can't tell you the difference between a semicolon and a colon, but I'm very good when it comes to biology. So I knew I wanted to do something in that field. I always thought I was going to be vet science. I thought I was going to end up at Purdue. You know, I was a dream as a little kid. So I still got the black and gold, but a very different place. But in high school, my dad passed away. And so I took a turn into health sciences for humans. I was really interested in oncology and the study of cancer. And then when I was looking at colleges, my mom actually works at DePaul.
Oh, wow.
So tuition-wise and financial-wise, DePaul had the best opportunities, the best experiences, internships, alumni connections, and then at the lowest cost for me. So that was definitely something, because I knew I was going to go to grad school no matter what. So the less loans I take out now, the more realistic that is. But I got here and I love it. I get that small town community vibe that I'm from. Green Castle is a very small location in Indiana, but it's that community. And so that was definitely something I looked at too when looking at DePaul. Came here pre-med. That has changed a little bit. I did FFA. I did 4-H. We were a very ag-based rural community, but I was really good at public speaking. That's my love. I love talking to people. I'm a very social person. I'm sure all my professors can agree and probably hate to have to agree, but I am a public speaker. And so as I continued my journey at DePaul, I realized that policy was definitely more my speed. So I'm actually pre-law now, hoping to go into biomedical law, maybe even lobbying, maybe even agricultural lobbying. So I haven't really decided yet, but the one common misconception I feel like people have coming into college is that one major equals one thing, when in reality, like, you can find a career that intersects all of your passions. And that's something I love so much about, like, Field Atlas and the ag bioscience industry, because I can still, you know, work in that even if I'm pre-law. So like there are so many ways that these things intersect. And that's what makes this ambassadorship so important, because there are so many majors, especially at DePaul, that wouldn't maybe necessarily think about agriculture, but could have a very strong presence in agriculture, especially sustainable agriculture.
I think that's so powerful, Bree. When we think about careers, particularly early in education, even some of the first careers you have, it's hard to figure out and actually know what exactly you want to do. It's why we created Field Atlas, the digital platform, the online career exploration platform, really giving students like you, Bree, like Julia, the idea, the opportunity to explore courses of study, different jobs, access to resources. But what we saw early on is no website is enough, right? You can't just have a website and hope that more people like Bree and more people like Julia will find their way into this place. If you could, and ladies, feel free, whichever one of you want to take a jump at this first, I would love to hear more about the work that you're leading as a Field Atlas ambassador. And more importantly, I think the reaction you're hearing from students on campus when you talk about this broad economy that you did such a great job about talking about, Bree, around ag bioscience.
Yeah, so the past two semesters, I've gotten the chance to talk to so many different people here on campus. And one of my favorite things to do is having just one-on-one conversations with students, being able to sit down, have a personalized conversation, figure out where their aspirations are, what are their passions, what do they think they want to do. And it's really cool when they take the quiz. So I always say, you know, thank you for sitting down with me, but I would love for you to take this quiz just to see what we could start at. And I remember one specific interaction. They took the quiz. It was a student in exploratory studies, and they thought that they wanted to go like biology. So that they took the quiz and they got a lot of careers within like math. So a lot of data analysis, mathematician. And they sat for a minute and thought, maybe this could be it. And we had another conversation about how, you know, math and data and statistics falls into ag bioscience. And they kind of had this realization. It was so cool to watch there. So I catch up with them now and they're studying mathematics here at Purdue now. So it's really cool to be able
That's
to see
incredible.
That transition of, I don't know what I want to do. They take the quiz, they use Field Atlas, and then you have that personalized conversation. You give them the inspiration they need, and now they're off conquering their dreams. So that was a really cool instance for me. Just being able to sit down with them and having that personal conversation, I think really goes a long way.
Powerful. Bree?
Yeah. So DePaul doesn't kind of have that ag culture right off the bat that, you know, Purdue does, obviously. So I think kind of groundwork for me has just been being an advocate for agriculture, which is definitely one of the first things that struck me at DePaul. My roommate was from Naperville, Illinois. The majority of people are from Chicago, New York, St. Louis, these bigger cities that don't have maybe much as much experience in agriculture education that I was given from a young age. So, you know, I grew up and FFA and 4-H training to be an advocate for agriculture, but I didn't realize how much I was going to be going into college. So I think for me, the first step is just building that foundation of agriculture in this campus. And I've kind of started in my sorority, again, having those one-on-one conversations, and they're very like intellectual conversations about, you know, social problems with agriculture, you know, how we're going to fix this politically. And I think the biggest like moment I had that was like, oh, wow, this is going to work, was that I had, you know, the senior in the house come up to me and she was like, thank you for this conversation. You know, I didn't know a lot about agriculture. And so this was really informational for me. And so then transitioning that into, okay, so now you understand the importance of the ag industry or the ag bioscience industry. And, you know, now we can start looking at where you can do your part in this industry. And so that's kind of going to be my path, hopefully, into leading that over. Is first stressing, you know, people don't know how much of, you know, the ag industry supports them. So I think starting with that and then transitioning over to what they can do.
It's been an incredible sort of evolution as we talk about this broader ag bioscience economy. It's a $52 billion economy here in the state. Value-added food, animal health, crop protection, ag tech, of course, production agriculture. Now, Julia, you have been, by all definition, an all-star on the Field Atlas team. You've talked with hundreds of students. You've talked with countless faculty members on campus. You've taken this broad $52 billion economy and you've made it relatable to students and to staff. You've shared a story about making an impact on one individual student, but give us an idea. How do those conversations usually go when you say, hey, I know you may be a finance major, or I know you may be a data science major. Let's talk about ag bioscience.
It's really awesome when I have those conversations with people. And what I like to tell individuals is that just because you have your major picked out, maybe you're not in love with it, like you're not set in stone. There's always a way to, you know, pursue your dream there. And so the biggest thing that I do with people who say that they're set in their major or maybe they're not, one, always have them take the quiz. That quiz is so powerful, gives you options of so many different pathways and career options. But also, if maybe they're already pursuing a career within ag bioscience and they're pretty set on that, okay, awesome. Well, maybe I'm not going to, you know, use all the power of, are you sure? Let's explore others, but maybe look into what's that next step going to look like then. And I think that's where the job board on Field Atlas comes in handy there, showing them that we're basically this giant career fair, but it's all online and geared toward ag bioscience. And that's a really fun conversation to have. Because at Purdue, we have so many career fairs here. They only happen once or twice a year. So it's really awesome to be able to share that tool with them at their disposal so that they can explore what's my next best step. So I love sharing what is your next best step. What is the best thing for you to do going into your sophomore, junior, senior year after you graduate? Just to find out what's going to make you happy. And if it's in the ag bioscience industry, awesome. If it's not, that's okay. Let's find out what your next best step is going to be.
It's incredible. And Julia has highlighted now a couple times the quiz on Field Atlas, also the job board. You can find it online at myfieldatlas.com, myfieldatlas.com. Bree, you're taking that website, you're taking the Field Atlas program to the folks, to the students, to the staff at DePaul for the first time ever. That's a big task. What's the reaction been on campus to Field Atlas and Ag Bioscience?
I think definitely starting out a little slower. I'm definitely aiming to start in the Career Center. Our Career Center is very present on campus. It's a smaller campus, and they have to go there for internships, post-grad applications, just kind of everything. So my mom also happens to work in the Career Center, so it kind of gives me an easy in there. But I think the reaction is very tentative at first, just because they don't have a lot of experience with agriculture. And then the more you talk to them, the more they see this as a resource that kind of centralizes all this information for them. Because, I mean, we're always looking for internships. We're always looking for ways to get hands-on experience in college. And so this is like the perfect thing that falls in their lap. It's just kind of, you know, getting them to it first.
I think it's so powerful what you both and the entire Field Atlas team are doing is making it relatable. Right. There's so many things you can go find. Julia, I love when you talk about this idea of sitting down with a student. I mean, let's be really clear. You're a student in college. You're sitting down with fellow students in college, and you're really becoming this more than an ambassador. You're becoming an advocate. You're becoming an ally. You're helping people discover what their true vocation is. As you've had those interactions, there's got to be some great stories. There have to be great stories here. What are some of the most surprising things you've heard from folks when they said, look, Julia, I don't even know what ag bioscience is. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you hit it right on the nail. There's been a lot of stories, really good stories that have inspired me, those that have made me chuckle. But there's really one story in particular that happened just last semester. I went on this adventure to kind of test the waters with middle schoolers. And just to kind of see, you know, how it would work. And I had to tailor the presentation a lot because talking to middle schoolers about college probably isn't going to be the best thing right now. Introduce it to them, but mainly focused on degree pathways and career options to kind of see where their interest could lie. As always, had them all take the quiz, saw what their career options could be. But I remember this one student came up to me after the presentation and said, can I really be in ag bioscience as a data analyzer? And I was like, yeah, you can. He said, that's so cool. And he went on and on about how much he loves numbers. He loves data. He loves math classes. And he went awesome. On for about 5 minutes, just keep talking. He's like, and I can really do this and be in ag bioscience. I said, you really can do this and be in ag bioscience. His eyes lit up. His smile was from ear to ear. And that was a moment that really just solidified like why I've been an ambassador. This is I love seeing those moments. It makes my heart so happy being able to see that time where a student finds their place in the industry and it's something that they're passionate about. So I'm excited to see where that student goes. They've got a little bit until they go to college, but just seeing that reaction was incredible. And I love just seeing that aha moment. You know, as a future educator, that's what I live for. When I'm able to piece together their interests, their passions, put those together to a career option and a pathway, and even better, if it fits into ag bioscience, just seeing that moment of everything is piecing together, everything makes sense. It's just such a great moment to see and to be a part of.
Oh, that is so energizing, Julia. The hair on the back of my neck standing up. I love those stories. I love the work you're doing. Now, Bree, it's still early for you. Any early stories of introducing people who have never heard of ag bioscience into this economy?
Not ones that inspiring. More just, you know, it's really the look on their face when you're like, well, you could go into ag. And then they're like, that wasn't the plan. And then you have to kind of explain a little bit more and go a little bit more into depth. You know, I'm obviously surrounded by a lot of biology majors and they're not necessarily thinking about going into the ag field. So it's really important off the bat to kind of advocate for it.
Right.
And to explain to them, you know, this is literally the economy that feeds you and, you know, food is good. So I think that as well as just we're in this really great position coming right out of COVID that we kind of had this period of forced innovation. You know, we had to be innovative all across the board. And so you're seeing that even in college students. So I think a lot of times people are even looking at, you know, inventions or things like that can help, you know, the ag community. I'm friends with a lot of sustainability people that are really focused. We have a small farm on campus that's more focused on sustainable agriculture and, you know, how we can do that best with the least amount of space, which is obviously a very pressing issue for the ag industry. So it's really nice to have those people to kind of talk to who already know the importance of agriculture and to find that little group on campus, because I didn't really know that it was a thing first semester. And I think that's important for the people that do have ag backgrounds that come to DePaul that don't necessarily think that this is a part of their identity that they can express.
Yeah, it's so good, Bree. I think the idea of making it relatable as a biology major, as people who are focused on sustainability, you know, there's only one piece of the entire global economy that touches every human being on this planet, and it's food. And when you look at the ag bioscience economy here in Indiana, the food, value-added food nutrition, is more than twice the size of production agriculture in terms of revenue. So we have a really strong basis, incredible production agriculture. Julia, you've spent a lot of time at Purdue with folks who are studying agronomy, people in the College of Agriculture. I mean, there's such a powerful story here. We have time for one more question, ladies. Julia, I'm going to come to you first. Help me out. Paint a picture for us. What's ahead for you and what's ahead for Field Atlas this semester at Purdue?
Yeah, biggest thing is I'm so excited to be able to work with our new Purdue ambassador, Eric. And I think it's going to be awesome because we both have very different sides of Purdue. You know, I'm an undergrad in ag ed. He's a graduate student in pharmacy. So we both get a chance to really reach new realms. We've already begun communicating on projects for the semester. So I think I'm most excited to be able to work with Eric this semester. I've got some unfinished business from last semester to pick up on. So I have some clubs that I've begun getting dates to the Purdue presentations with. I've got some schools up here in the Northwestern Indiana to talk with, and just really excited to be able to have more sit-down conversations, keep spreading the word of Field Atlas and ag bioscience, and just keep helping these individuals find their place in the industry and what their next best step is going to be.
Terrific. Bree, how about you at DePaul? What's ahead?
Again, I think it's really just building that kind of agriculture basis that's not really already here. So I think advocating and educating about agriculture, but expanding even off campus, as I said, Greencastle is a very rural community. And so talking to high schoolers, you know, even encouraging them that maybe college isn't the answer, but they can still get into ag bioscience because it already means so much to them. So I think that we also have Ivy Tech here, and there are just a lot of great opportunities for 4-H clubs. I'm still in really strong connection with my 4-H contacts and FFA. So I think there's stuff that I can do in both Greencastle and DePaul, which is what makes me really excited being from both of those worlds.
That is incredible. Bree, Julia, thank you so much for being with us today. And most importantly, thank you for representing Agrinova so well as a Field Atlas ambassador.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Look forward to working with you. And you can always access the Field Atlas platform we just talked about. You can do it anytime online at myfieldatlas.com, myfieldatlas.com. Julia gave you the pitch. There's a quiz there. There's a job board there. Make sure you go check it out. And you can always get the latest ag bioscience news from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library of archived episodes and give us a review. Don't forget, you can learn more online at agrinovasindiana.com. And on behalf of the entire Agrinovas team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovas Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all ag bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovasindiana.com.